I am going to answer your question, sir, under my privilege in the Constitution, but I'm going to answer it in my own way. This is a book burning. You lack only the tinder to set fire to the books as Hitler did 20 years ago. And I am going to get that across to the American people.
You will answer the question.
I had been a member of the Communist Party until before I came to California. One reason I came here was because, as in any sectarian organization, if you have a divorce, you can't talk to your best friends.
Ostracized by former friends and blacklisted by McCarthy, Bill Mendel headed west in 1957 to start anew. When he arrived in the Bay Area, he approached KPFA President Harold Winkler and offered to host a program on Soviet science.
Winkler amazed me by saying, well, we have these weekly surveys of the press of various countries. Do you have access to Russian papers? I said, sure. He said, why don't you do a program on the Soviet press? I said, fine. So we called it Soviet Press and Periodicals, and off we went.
But let's use it to read part of a letter to the editors in the magazine Soviet Trade Union, and it deals with the situation in a large, fine electrical instruments plant in Kiev. Quote, the firing of a worker at this plant has become an extreme rarity, even in cases in which the law permits it.
Good evening, this is Cap Weinberger with the regular Republican commentary. A change and a reorganization of the whole tax system.
Most people I talk to have no idea and react with shock when I tell them that National Review and Caspar Weinberger had shows on KPFA. KPFA had a regular show moderated by members of the John Birch Society. Government didn't care at all about that. What they cared about was the fact that Herbert Aptheker and Bill Mandel had shows on KPFA.
In 1960, the House Committee on Un-American Activities arrived in San Francisco to investigate suspected subversives in the region, including Bill Mandel. KPFA was ready to cover the hearings with the latest technology, portable tape recorders.
The second day on the job, I walked in the morning, they handed me a tape recorder and said, listen, here's what you do. You push this button and this button, that's record. Hold the microphone about here. Go over to San Francisco. We've got to cover this.
There's a great deal of commotion outside these chambers, as you can hear. I have no idea what's going on.
The major core of the students are sitting on the upper stairwell. The police are on both sides of them. The police are taking them by the arms and hauling them bodily down the long stairway to the main floor.
The police have grabbed a Negro and are dragging him down the stairs.
Honorable beaters of the...